From this week, our church Bible reading schedule is on the book of Ezekiel.
我们这周的读经进度是在以西结书。
For normal brothers and sisters, we usually do not are not very familiar with the book.
一般来说，各位弟兄姐妹通常对这本书是不太熟悉。
And during the sermon, not many people quoted this book either.
在讲道当中呢，也不会有太多人会讲到这张书。
However, the book of Ezekiel is a very important book.
但是以西结书是非常重要。
It is considered one of the major prophets in the Bible.
它是被认为是一个很主要的一个先知。
So we have to study tonight what is the book all about.
所以今晚我们就要来研读这本书的里面的道理。
We try to give brother and sister a general introduction about the book.
我会尽量给各位大概的这本书的大概的方针。
So that when we read it, we'll kind of grasp the main point and the main idea about what the Word of God is trying to tell us.
所以当我们读的时候呢，我们可以大概了解神所要传达的旨意。
I'll give a topic of the book is the glory of God is manifested.
那今晚的题目就是神荣耀的彰显。
First, think about God is very abstract.
那我们可以想想神，他其实非常抽象。
You cannot see God, you cannot touch God.
你看不到神，你也摸不到神。
However, how do you experience Him?
但是你该如何来体验神呢？
If He manifests Himself to you, then you will know Him, you will experience Him.
但是如果他向您显现的话，你就会认识他，你就会经历他。
In the book of Ezekiel, the prophet see the manifestation of the glory of God.
那在以西结书呢，先知就经历神的彰显。
However, when he saw the glory of God, he was in a very distressed and troubled situation.
但是呢，当他看到神的时候呢，他是正在度过一段非常艰难的情况。Now
let's look at the first page. We talk a little bit about the historical setting of the book.
那我们来讨论一下这本书它的历史背景。We
know that Jerusalem and Judah was attacked by Babylon, the kingdom of Babylon, for 3 times in total.
那我们知道耶路撒冷和犹大呢，三次被巴比伦人所攻打。
The first time happened in 605 BC.
那第一次呢，是在公元605年。
Babylonian king came and then invaded the city, deport a lot of Jews to Babylon to serve to him.
那时候巴比伦攻打他们的时候呢，把很多以色列人掳去到巴比伦。
Including Daniel, the book of Daniel, that prophet, he was among the captives.
那包括但以理，就是但以理书的作者，他也是被掳去。
But after a while, the king of Judah rebelled against Babylonian king.
但是呢，在一段时间后呢，犹大王他就向巴比伦反叛。
So he sent troops to surround Jerusalem again.
所以巴比伦人又 把军队包围耶路撒冷，
attack the city second time.
这是第二次来攻击他们。
And then bring people captive to his country again.
然后有很多人被掳去。
And then the final time they came is 586 BC.
那最后一次他们来攻打的时候是公元586年的时候。
So everything was destroyed.
那时候所有的他们所有东西都被摧毁。
That is the last week when we studied the book of Lamentation was recorded the background. After 586,
那我们上周读到耶利米哀歌，就是讲到公元前586年的时候。
However, the book of Ezekiel was a little bit earlier in terms of dating.
那以西结来说的话呢，它其实是比较早被记录的。
Because Ezekiel was the captive during the second time that Babylonian king came about 597 BC.
那以西结被掳去的时候是第二次他们来攻打他们的时候，大约是公元前597年左右。
Now let's look at the author himself.
让我们来看一看这书的作者。Let's
turn to the book first. The book of Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1.
那以西结书的第一章第一节。Let's
read chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
当30年4月初5日， 以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了， 得见神的异象。
Verse 2.
正是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日，在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
Now, these few words talk about the background of Ezekiel himself and the time that he was serving God.
那这几个章节呢，大概提到以西结的背景，还有他当初服侍神的时候。
The next line tells us the historical background we briefly mentioned just now.
那下一章我们看到他的历史背景介绍。
He was captive to Babylon during the second captive, 597 BC.
那这里提到以西结在他们第二次被攻打的时候被掳去，大约是在公元前597年。
Now, he, Ezekiel, was a priest, have a priestly background.
那以西结当时是一个祭司。
He was supposed to serve in God's temple.
他应该在神的圣殿里服侍。
And then, however, when he was captured, he was brought to Babylon, he cannot serve God in the holy temple.
但是他被掳到巴比伦的时候，他就无法在神的圣殿继续服侍。
And you have to imagine when they are captive, they are not being asked to sit on an airplane to fly there or a lorry. They were bound at the neck with the rope and walked long distance for a few months to go to Babylon.
你可以想象，当他们被掳去的时候，他们不是乘着飞机过去，而是绳子绑在他们手脚上被掳去的。
So you can see what kind of difficulty he have lost his opportunity to serve God in the temple. He have lost his clothes as a priest and live a very humble and suffering life.
你可以从中想象他失去服侍神的机会，他失去他衣服还有所有一切。
Now, if you were Ezekiel, will you question about God?
如果你是以西结的话，你会质问神吗？
I'm sure if you were him, if I were him, I would have a lot of questions.
我相信，如果你是他的话，即便我是他的话，我也会有心中很多问题。
Why our country end up like this? Why God, if you are just, why don't you do something?
为什么我们的国家会沦落，被他掳走了
？So I think we'll have a lot of questions if we were in this situation.
如果你在这样情况的话，我相信你心中会有很多疑问。
He may even think that my whole life is finished.
他可能会想说，我这一生大概就如此了。
I'm not going to serve God anymore.
我可能无法再继续侍奉神。
I don't even know where is God.
我也不知道神在哪里。
There's no temple now.
现在也没有圣殿。
My life is over.
我的人生大概就这样子了。
Now, brother and sister, has you come to a point so low that you question everything about God and about yourself?
那各位弟兄姐妹，有没有在人生当中经过低点，然后让你开始质问神
？Have you even see there's no future for yourself?
你有没有想？有没有经历过你可能没有自己的未来
？Have you think that God has already disappeared in your life？
你有没有觉得神已经从你生活中消失
？That maybe from now on you don't know Him, you don't need Him anymore。
你可能从这个时候也不需要他了。
But verse chapter 1 verse 1 tell us when is the 30th year. This is probably when Ezekiel was 30 years old.
那在第一章的第一节提到当三十年，那可能是以西结三十岁的时候。
Yes, when he was 30 years old, the Lord God Almighty appears to him.
对，当他在三十岁的时候呢，神就向他显现。
Where was the location?
那显现的地点
？He was beside the river of the Kabaru.
那神在加巴鲁河边向他显现。
Among the captives, maybe they were serving the master, doing hard labor job.
那他当时呢，可能正被掳去，正在服侍他的主人。
But God opened the heaven.
但是神把天打开。
And then he see the vision from God.
他就看到神的
异象。So from that we can know that you know in your life, yes, you can have question.
对你生活当中，你可能会有很多的疑问。
You don't know the answer.
你可能也不知道那些疑问的答案。
You may think that God is far away.
你可能认为神是在非常遥远之地。
You may even think that God has already deserted you.
你可能认为神已经抛弃你了。
Or your future is over.
或者你已经没有未来了。
However, it's not as you think.
但是呢，都不是你所想象的。
God has a plan for you.
神对你有个计划。
God has a plan for His people.
神对他的人民有计划。
For God, He has not changed.
因为神是不会改变的。
Situation change, your circumstances change.
你的个人情况会改变。
But God has not changed. God's plan is still at work.
但是神不会变，他的计划还是继续进行。
Now, next line, let's talk a little bit about the prophet himself.
那在下一章我们提到这个先知本身自己。
The word, the name Ezekiel actually is quite meaningful, which means the strength of God. Or one strengthened by God.
以西结这个本身的名字是非常有意义的，就是神的力量。
Or strengthened by God.
或者是被神所赋予的力量。
It is true, Ezekiel himself, he is a captive, he is a slave, he can do nothing.
对的，以西结他当初已经变成了一个俘虏奴隶。
But when the Spirit of the Lord was upon him,
但是当神的灵降到他身上时
，He will be strengthened by God, and he can do very special thing for God.
他就被神的力量充满，他就可以为神做一些特别的事情。
If you read verse 3, the last sentence says the hands of the Lord. In the English translation, the Spirit, right? But originally, it's the hands of the Lord was upon him.
那在第三节这里提到神的手在他身上
，God's Spirit.Or God's hand was on Ezekiel.
也可以译作为神的灵在降在他的身上。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思
？You are useless.
意思就是你无用，你无所用。
You're weak.
你是非常软弱。
You don't do anything.
你没有办法做任何事。
But if you are strengthened by God's Spirit, you can do anything.
但是透过神的灵来加添你力量，你可以做任何的事情。
So that's why in the book of Ezekiel, it's called the book of the Spirit, because it talks so much about God's Spirit.
所以我们以西结书我们也管作叫做神的灵的书。
Because when the Spirit is upon you, you are powerful.
因为当神的灵降在你身上的时候，你就会被添加力量。
Now, in the Bible, there are many prophets.
那在圣经当中有提到非常多的先知。
But there were only two prophets. When they prophesize on their work, they never work in the land of the chosen people, but they work in a foreign land.
但是呢，在圣经当中有两位先知呢，他是在国外在外地工作的。
The first one is Ezekiel.
第一位就是以西结。
He prophesied in the land of Babylon.
他是在
巴比伦
所做他的预言。
Also Daniel.
再来是但以理。
Well, you also count Jonah. He preached in Tarshish, Nineveh. Yeah, totally maybe three.
那如果你把约拿也算进去的话，可能就三位。
But this book is so special because a lot of vision, a lot of symbolic behavior, a lot of parables.
这本书是非常特别，因为它讲论到很多的意象，还有很多不同的它的行为。
So symbolic action, 象征动作。
它各种象征的动作。
Okay, now let's the next slide tell us another some history when he was.Captured to Babylon, he was about only 25 years old.
那再来一些有关历史背景。所以当他被掳去巴比伦的时候，他大约25岁。
But after 5 years, when he was 30 years old, God used him to preach.
那过了五年之后，当他30岁，神就用他来传讲他的。
25 years old today, maybe a person just graduated from college.
那现今如果你25岁的话，你可能刚从大学毕业。
You may think that he's very young, he's inexperienced, he cannot be used.
你可能认为25岁是非常年轻，他没有很多经验，可能没有办法胜任很多事情。
If God want to use you, even though very young, you can do something for God.
但是神如果想要用你的话，即便你是非常年轻，你也是可以的。
The question is not about age. The question is about whether God is with you.
问题症结不是年龄，是神要不要用你。
Now, when Ezekiel was in that country in Babylon, we start preaching.The holy temple was not destroyed yet.
那当以西结在巴比伦的时候，他开始在圣殿里传讲。他那时候
在圣殿。When he first prophesied in Babylon, the temple in Jerusalem was not destroyed yet.
那当时在耶路撒冷的圣殿的那时候还没有被摧毁。
But Ezekiel preached about the prophecy. If you do not return to God, things will happen.
但是呢，那时候以西结就开始传讲神的话语。如果你不回归神的话，你就会被毁灭。
Now this prophet also have a very special relationship with God. He has to submit to God no matter what God tell him. I think it's very not easy.
那这位先知非常特别，因为他 完全听顺于神的话。
Okay, we look at a few examples.
那我们来看一些例子。
Next line.
看下一张。
Next line tells us, in the ninth year of Ezekiel's captivity, his wife died.
那这里提到说，在他被掳的第九年，他的妻子去世。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 24.
我们翻开以西结书第二十四章。
Chapter 24, verse 15.
十五节。
24, verse 15.
二十四章的十五节。
Please read.
耶和华的话又临到我说。
Verse 16.
人子啊，我要将你眼目所喜爱的忽然取去，你却不可悲哀哭泣，悲哀哭泣，也不可流泪。
17.
只可叹息，不可出声，不可办理丧事，头上仍勒着勒里头巾，脚上仍穿鞋，不可蒙着嘴唇，也不可吃吊上的食物。
18.
于是我将这事早晨告诉百姓，晚上我的妻就死了，次日早晨我便遵命而行。
Now, this is one of the example of how obedient is the prophet Ezekiel.
那这是其中一个例子，就是讲述以西结是多么的听从神的话语。
God wants him to do something.
当神要他做某件事时
，God tell him that I'm going to take away the one you love, your wife.
当神跟他讲说，我要把你所爱的拿走，就是你的妻子。
And you are not supposed to mourn for her. You are not supposed to cry.
你不应该当他死的时候，你不应该为他悲哀哭泣，不流泪。
Why God want to do this?
为什么神要如此跟他讲
？God want to tell the people Israelites.
因为神要跟以色列百姓说
，If you do not repent,
如果你不悔改的话
，On that day, someone the Babylonian will destroy the city, and so many people will die.
那巴比伦人就会摧毁你的城市，当时这时候很多人就会死去。
When so many people die, there's no time for funeral, and there's not much time for mourning or crying.
那当很多人死去的时候，就不会有时间来办丧礼，所以也没有时间来哭泣为哀哭。
Just like the COVID-19, right? The pandemic. When before the pandemic, every funeral, you have time to mourn, you have time to properly bury your loved one.
那在这个疫情发生之前呢，如果有丧礼的话，你有时间来准备，有时间来为这死去的人哭泣。
Look at Italy and New York when hundreds ofThousands of people die at the same time. There's no time, no place to properly bury them or have a funeral or cry. They just wrap everything body and burn or just bury in a mass grave.
那在意大利或是美国疫情发生，很多人去世的时候呢，他们没有很多时，当上很多人去世的时候，没有很多时间来埋葬他们。
So God told him that I want to use your symbolic action to tell the people about the warning.
所以神就透过这个
象征动作，
象征动作来告诉他。
Wow, so I think being a prophet Ezekiel is not easy.
那身为以西结的先知呢，其实不是非常容易的事情。
He has to submit to God even to this point.
他到这个阶段呢，他都还需要来顺服神。
And sometimes he have to do something very difficult.
有时候你要做的事呢，是其实非常困难。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
那我们翻回到第四节。
Ezekiel chapter 4, 第四章。
第四章。
Ezekiel chapter 4.
以西结书第四章。
Please read 13.
十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
第四章的十三节。耶和华说，以色列人在我所赶他们到的各国中，也必这样吃不洁净的食物。
Continue.
我说，哎，主耶和华。我素来未曾被玷污，从幼年到如今没有吃过致死的，或被野兽撕裂的，那可憎的肉也未曾入我的口。
15.
于是他对我说：“看啊，我给你牛粪代替人粪，你要将你的饼烤在其上。”
Okay, here tell us God tell him to do something very, also very unique.
那在这里说到神要他做的事情也是非常的特别。
God tell him you have to grab the human excrement, the human feces, to burn it and to cook your bread.
那他这里神跟以西结讲说，你要拿人的粪，拿用的粪来烤他的食物。
Wow, we know that human dung, human excrement is very smelly, it's very dirty.
那我们知道人的粪其实是非常肮脏，非常的臭。
And God warned him to do this to show the people one day when the Babylonian besieged the city, and then you'll be so lacking of food, you'll be lacking of fuel, your life will be very tough.
那他这个是要跟他的透过这个事件来跟他的百姓来讲说，当巴比伦把城市围攻之后呢，生活会非常的困苦，会没有任何的
食物跟燃料。Wow, so he tell God, wow, this is I never done this before.
那他当时听到就跟神讲说，我从来没有做过这样的事。
Okay, then God give him a discount, verse 15. Okay, you use a cow dung instead of human dung, it's fine.
那神就让他好过一点，就叫他不要用人的粪，而是用牛的粪。
This prophet, when I read, I think I learned so much that he submit to God no matter what God say.
那从中呢，我也学到很多，因为这先知呢，他是非常顺服神的话语，神要他做什么就做。
In order to preach the message, he have to suffer so much.
他为了传达神的话语，他经历了很多困难。
So, when we read his message, it is really about life and blood, right? It's really about his life is all into it.
那透过的讯息，我们了解到是讲到神的爱，
他整个生命都进去，
生命的
啊，都进去了啊，
坚持。
Okay, let's turn the next slide. We talk about the theme of the book.
那我们再讲述一下这书的主题。
Yes, the book is very long, and sometimes when you read it, it's very difficult. Some are very difficult symbolic or parables, but there are three main points of the whole book.
那当你读的书的时候，它是非常的长，有很多不同的比喻，但是它有几个主题。
If you grab these three points, you will not get lost when you read the whole book.
但是如果你抓住这些重点的话，其实你读的书就不会，好像不知如何从如何开始。
The first point is because of sin, the glory of God has departed from the holy city and the holy temple.
那第一点就是因为罪恶的关系，神的荣耀离开了圣殿和圣城。
God's glory should supposed to fill with His temple to be with His people.
那神的圣殿应该是充满神的荣耀。
From the day that the temple was dedicated by Solomon, the glory of God filled there.
那当所罗门王建造了圣殿的时候呢，他神的荣耀就充满了圣殿。
But why today the glory of God has departed?
那为什么神的荣耀离开了圣殿？
There must be a reason.
那其中一定有原因。
Not because of God, but because of the people.
不是因为神，而是人的关系。
So Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, especially talk about the glory of God has left.
那在以西结书特别提到神的荣耀离去。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11.
在我们翻开以西结书第十一章。
11章。Verse 23.
23节。
11:23.
11章23节。耶和华的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东的那座山上。
Okay, let's turn to chapter 10 first, right? Chapter 10, verse 4.
让我们翻开第十章的第四节。
Chapter 10, verse 4.
十章四节。耶和华的荣耀从基路伯那里上升，停在门槛以上。殿内充满了云彩，院宇也被耶和华荣耀的光辉充满。
Look at this. The glory of God has departed from the cherubim, which is the ark, and then go to the door frame.
那在这里提到呢，神的荣耀从基路伯那里离去，到了门槛那里。
And then let's turn to verse 18.
让我们再继续往下看到十八章。
Chapter 10, verse 十八节。
十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 18.
十章的十八节。耶和华的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去，停在基路伯以上。
And then verse 19. Okay, here verse 18 tells us the glory of God then from the door frame, and then left further.
那这里提到说，神的荣耀从门的殿的门槛出去，然后再继续往外走。
Let's turn to 11, chapter 11, verse 23.
来，我们看十一章的二十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 23.
十一章的二十三节，耶和华的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东的那座山上。
Can you see the glory of God even left the city and then go to the mountain east of the city?
我们这里看到神的荣耀从城中上升，然后往前走，走到神的 城的东边,
what does it mean?
那这是什么意思?
The glory of God represents God Himself.
神的荣耀代表神本身,
God is further and further and further away.
代表神越来越远,
why? God is further and further away from you.
为什么神会离你远去?
There must be a reason.
一定有他的原因,
and the reason is sin.
原因就是罪,
God's supposed to be with us. We're so close to Him, but now we don't feel anything.
那神应该是离我们非常近的, 但是为什么现在你感觉不到?
Yeah, if you look at the temple, it's still the same structure. It's the same building.
那你看圣殿, 它还是一样的建筑物。
All the people there are still working, offering sacrifices every day.
那这里面工作人还是继续工作。
However, the glory of God has left further and further.
但是神的荣耀慢慢远去。
Now today, brother and sister, when we read this, we have to reflect about our personal life.
那现今当我们在读这书的时候，我们应该反省我们的日常生活。
Compared to the past, do you feel God is further and further away from you?
那跟过去相比的话，你觉得神离你越来越远了吗？
Have you felt His presence, or you don't feel anything now? When you come to church, you don't feel anything. When you pray, you don't feel anything.
那你有感觉到他的同在吗？还是 不管在家里或来教会, 你都感觉不到他。
If you don't feel Him, maybe there's something wrong with your life.
如果你感觉不到他的话, 可能你生活当中出了些问题。
The second point of this book, the theme is, everybody have to return to God, and then the glory of God will come back.
那这书的第二主题就是, 要悔改归向神, 神的荣耀才会回来。
And that's the only way for God's glory to come back, is for us to repent.
神的荣耀会回来, 除非我们愿意悔改。
And then God is willing to return to us.
那样神才会愿意归于我们。
So that is, let's turn, let's jump to, we just do an overview today, right? Let's jump to chapter 43.
所以我们, 来翻到第43章。
Let's turn to jump to 43, verse 1.
43章的第一节。
Chapter 43, verse 1.
43章的第一节，以后他带我们到一座门，就是朝东的门。以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光。
You can see that at the end of the book, God's glory shall be brought back from the east, from the gate facing east, going back to Jerusalem, going back to His city.
那从这个以西结书的最后呢，我们可以看到神的荣耀是从大门朝东的那个地方回归到以色列。
And then going to the gate.
那会经过那门。
And then verse 4. That's verse 4.
那第四节，耶和华的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中。
Verse 5.
灵将我举起带入内院，不料耶和华的荣光充满了殿。Wow,
you can see that's the totally opposite of the beginning.
那我们也看到，这是跟一开始的时候是非常不同的光景。In
the beginning, God's glory departed from the cherubim to the doorframe to the gate to the mountain.
那一开始的时候，我们可以看到神的荣光呢，从基路伯。
However, when you return to God, God will come back to you.
但是呢，但愿意归回于神的话, 神的荣耀也会归回于你。
You'll build a new temple, your new place to worship God.
那你会建造一个新的圣殿来祭拜神。
And that temple, new temple in Ezekiel is your heart.
那这个新的圣殿呢，就是你的心所在。
And also is the true church.
那也是真教会所在。
The glory of God will come back. From the mountain east, to the gate, to the doorframe, and to the temple.
那这个神的荣耀呢，会从朝东的门透过这个门槛再进来。
Now today, God can return to you if you return to Him.
那现今呢，如果你愿意回归于神，神就会朝你而来。
Now the third theme of the book is: no matter what kind of situation you are in, even though you are in the land of bondage, like Ezekiel.
那第三个主题呢，就是不管你人生在什么样的状况，就像你如果像以西结一样，如果被捆绑住，
But you can still see hope in God.
你还是可以看到神的希望。
Don't think that your life is finished.
不要以为但以理以西结的生活就已经结束了。
一切都绝望了，
一切都绝望了。
Don't think that nobody can turn things around.
不要以为没有人可以把这个绝望给返回。
God can do anything.
神可以做任何事。
So, I think if we grab this three main point, we read the whole book, while we can follow the line.
那如果呢？如果你可以跟着这个三个主题来读这本书的话，你可以看到神的光。
Okay, let's talk about the division of the book next. So chapter 1 to 3, we talk about how Ezekiel was chosen by God.
那从第一到第三章呢，我们可以看到以西结是如何被神所拣选。
So this week we talk about, when we read the following, the daily reading, and you know his story.
那这几个章节呢，我们透过这周的读经进度，我们可以了解。
Chapter 4 to 24 talks about how God judged the people Israelites.
那从第四章到二十四章呢，是讲有关于神对以色列人的审判。
Because they are chosen people, they don't fulfill God's expectation.
因为他们是神的人，选民，但是他又没有办法完成神所给他们的。
And they worship idols and they commit adultery. God is going to judge them.
他们崇拜偶像又犯奸淫。
God is going to judge them.
那神会因此而审判他们。
And then chapter 25 to 32, God's judgment is proclaimed against the Gentile nations.
那从25章到32章呢，是讲述对外邦的审判。
So it's very similar. This structure is very similar to the book of Jeremiah and Isaiah and all the minor prophets' book.
那这段以西结书它的那个分段呢，其实是跟之前的耶利米书呢，还有其他的先知书是非常类似的。
However, the last portion is so unique.
但是呢，在最后一段呢是非常特别。
From chapter 40 to 48, Ezekiel used 9 chapters to record a vision that God has shown him.
那在第40章到48章呢，是以西结在讲述神所显现给他的意象。
That vision is about the new temple.
那这意象呢，是有关于新的圣殿。
And that temple is so special. In the future, when we have time, when we go to that, we'll explain that. It's so unique and so special.
那这个最后一段呢，是非常特别的。有时间我们以后再讲述。
Okay, the next line. When we read the book of Ezekiel, there's one key word that we have to remember. That word is called glory.
那当我们在读以西结书的时候呢，有一个字我们要记住，就是神的荣耀。
That is the key word of the whole book.
是全书的重点。
As we've said in the beginning, God is spirit. He is invisible. You cannot see him.
神的灵呢，是本身是看不见的。
However, if he manifests himself to you, you can see his glory.
但是如果神向你显现的话，你是可以看到他的荣耀。
Just like the sun is so far away from us, you don't see the sun, but you see the light.
就像是太阳是离你这么远，你看不到太阳，但是你看到他的光。
So same, we cannot see God himself, but if God manifests for us, we will see his glory.
就是神也是一样的，你看不到神，但是神愿意向你显现的话，你就可以看到他的荣光。
And that glory is different than the sunshine or the light made by human engineering.
那神的荣光呢？不会是像太阳或者任何人所造的光。
It's different.
是非常不一样的。
Okay, in the original Hebrew text, the word glory actually is from Hebrew text called kavod.
那在希伯来文，原本希伯来文呢，荣耀是叫做 kavod。
That word, maybe you can try to remember, because that word, literally, the next line, literally, the word kavod or kabod means weight.
那
重量啊，这个字重量。
kavod 本身这个字呢是重量的意思。
However, it can be translated to become glory and honor.
但是呢，它这个字是可以被译为荣光。
Next line，
下一章。
And the next one， So sometimes I think how does that two things connected to each other？
所以我们要想想这两件事是怎么样连接在一起。
God's glory，
神的荣光。
Yes， carries so much weight， so much substance。
神的荣光是带着重量的，实质的。
Just like a heavyweight person coming in， right？ Heavyweight person。
就像个重量级的选手。
Wow, of course, wherever he goes, people feel his weight.
就像他到处走的时候呢，人们就可以感受他的重量。
Now when God manifests Himself to you, when God manifests His glory to you,
当神向你显现他的荣光时
，You see His weight, you see He's so Almighty, He's so great.
你可以感受到他的重量。
And then you feel so humble, you feel you're so low.
你会使自己觉得是非常的谦卑，使自己是非常的低微。
From the Bible, whoever see God's glory, usually what they did.Is they fell to the ground and just fell flat to the ground.
在圣经讲到，如果有任何人看到神的荣光，他们就直接俯伏向地。
That's shining, that's bright, that majestic.
因为那荣
only can bow down to him.
那荣光是非常的，非常的，荣光巨大，所以他你只能，俯伏向地。
Yes, 俯伏啊 ，bow down to him.
你只能向他跪下来俯伏。
The word kavod means weight, God's glory.
那 kavod 这个意思呢，就是神的荣耀，它是有重量的。
Throughout the Bible, from Old Testament to New Testament, even to today, God has been manifesting His glory to us.
那在圣经当中，从旧约到新约呢，还或者现今呢，神一直向我们显现他的荣光。
Let's turn to next line in Exodus chapter 24.
让我们翻开出埃及记
24章15节
出埃及记的24章15节摩西上山有云彩把山遮盖耶和华的荣耀停于西奈山云彩遮盖山六天，第七天，他从云中召摩西。
At the time, the people of Israel they didn't know God very much.
那时候呢，以色列人不太认识神。
However, when they saw the glory of God is in Mount Sinai.
但是呢，他们看到神的荣耀在西奈山。
They feel so awesome. God is so awesome.
他们觉得神的荣光是多么的美好。
I don't know whether this picture can.Describe the scene, maybe not, right? Because spiritual light, spiritual glory, you cannot really draw it.
那我不知道这个图案呢，能不能确实代表神的荣光
？However, can you just imagine a little bit, maybe 1%. If you're standing at the root of the mountain, you saw the glory of God cover the whole mountain. You feel, wow, I better worship God. I better respect Him.
那如果他能够描述1%的话，你可以想象这个神的荣光覆盖在山上，你是多么的荣耀。
And the next line, let's turn to Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. Another time when the tabernacle was finished, the glory of God was above the ark of covenant in the tabernacle.
那我们翻开出埃及记的40章34节。
Chapter 40, verse 34.
40章34节，当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
When they finished, when Moses finished the tabernacle, glory of God from heaven filled the tent, only filled the tent, not everywhere else.
那时候，当摩西盖好帐幕的时候，神的荣光就充满了帐幕，而且只有帐幕而已。
So.Next slide. What does God's glory represent throughout the Bible?
那这接下来我们讨论神的荣耀代表什么
？First, represent God is here. God is right here.
那第一呢，就是代表神的临在。
God is just right here with us.
神就在这里和我们同在。
Of course, right? When we see our building, when we see so few people, sometimes we doubt, is God really here?
有时候呢，我们会怀疑神真的在我们这里吗？
However, if God opens your eye, you see His glory.
但是神如果开你的眼的话，你可以看到神的荣耀。
Oh, you see, God is doing something right here to show His glory.
你可以看到神在这是洞沟看到神的荣光。
God, you see, God is really here.
你知道神就是在这里。
You don't have to doubt. God is just right here.
你就不需要再怀疑神是否在这里。
The second main thing glory represents is God's blessing.
第二个。就是神的祝福。
If you see God's glory, you're lucky. Most likely, God bless you.
如果你看到神的荣光的话，你是非常幸运，因为神就会祝福你。
Because God will not show His glory to just anyone or a sinner. God will show His glory to the one He likes to bless.
因为神的荣光不是向任何人的显现，因为他只把他的荣光显现给他所祝福的人。
That's why when Peter and his Paul saw the glory of Jesus and he said, wow, it is so good for us to be here.
所以当彼得看到神的荣光的时候，他就说到在这里真好。
Thirdly, the glory of God represents God's recognition.
第三呢，这是神的肯定。
Why God didn't show His glory to anywhere, only the tent?
为什么神的荣光没有在其他地方显现，而只有在这帐幕？
会幕里面。
会幕里面。
Because that tent was built according to the instruction of the law, the God.
因为会幕呢是根据神的旨意所建造的。
So, those God feel His glory inside.
所以当然神的荣光就充满其中。
Today, which church is the one chosen by Jesus?
那现今呢，哪一个教会是被神所拣选的？
The one who follow everything that God said.
是那个教会是完全遵照神的旨意的。
Obey all the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ, but the apostles.
还有那个遵守主耶稣所有旨意的。
So the glory of God will feel there.
所以神的荣耀才会充满其中。
God's spirit will feel there.
神的灵呢也会充满其中。
And then the glory of God, number four, represents God's guidance.
那第四呢是代表神的带领。
The cloud of pillar and fire also is the glory of God.
那个火柱呢也是代表神的荣耀。
Wow, so you can see the God's glory is so important in the book of Ezekiel.
那可以看到神的荣耀呢，在这以西结书当中是非常重要的一点。
And lastly is God's majestic power.
那再来呢，就是神的威严。
So from all of this, we can understand, wow, this book have to talk about how God's glory is manifested.
那从这几点呢，我们可以知道说神是如何来向我们显现的。
However, there's one thing that we must understand.
但是有一件事我们需要了解。
That everybody have to return to God, otherwise this is not going to end up well.
那我们要知道说我们一定要回归于神，不然的话你可能下场不好。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
那我们再翻回以西结书的第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书的第一章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，我观看，见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的金晶。
Now God is going to show him a series of vision. We'll talk about it in the future.
那在这里我们看到神向以西结显现一连串的异象。
And then that all that vision coming is about God's glory.
那的异象所讲述的是有关神的荣耀。
Next slide. Once again, we have to ask one question. Another one. Next one.
下一章。
Okay. Why does God show him glory in Babylon?
为什么神在巴比伦显现神的荣耀给先知以西结？
Think about this.
想一想。
Ezekiel must be in a very down, very low situation.
在那时候，以西结一定是非常的低落。
He has been in Babylon for 5 years.
他在那时候在巴比伦已经待了5年。
Doing hard labor.
做劳苦重担的事。
Far from his family.
离他的家人很远。
Lonely.
非常孤单。
And very disappointed.
非常的失望。
Even question about his own faith, probably.
他可能也对他的信仰感到质疑。
But seeing God's glory is being encouraged by God directly.
那如果能够看到神的荣耀呢，其实就是直接被神所鼓励。
So we all need to be encouraged today.
那现今我们应该都可以被鼓励。
If we can see the glory of God our whole life, we always remember God is with us.
那如果你可以看到神的荣耀的话，你一辈子就可以知道神的存在。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
让我们翻到彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
彼得后书第一章十六节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的荣威。
17.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
18.
我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
Here is Peter when he was old. He still recalled the day of transfiguration.
那这时候是彼得年老时候所回想他看到荣光的时候。
When Jesus was transfigured in before his eyes.
那时候神从在他的
主耶稣
那时候主耶稣在他面前
变貌
的时候。
Wow, he still remember that day.
他还记得那时候的
majestic glory.
那威严的荣耀。
So he tells all the followers, all the Christians, you know, what we are preaching is not made up of lies, but it's true because we've seen it.
所以他就跟他的追随者说，那些都不是捏造的虚言，而是真实的事。
So we can see seeing God's glory is so important in our life.
所以能看到神尊贵的荣耀是多么重要的事。
You have experienced Him, and your faith will never be the same.
那你可以因此感受到他，那你的信仰会因此而不同。
Now, today, I think we have to pray to God this way.
所以我们现在要向神祷告的时候，应该就如此。
In my life, let me see your glory.
在我的生活当中，让我能看见你的荣耀。
Let me see your hands, how you work in us.
让我看见你的手，让我们知道你是如何来为我们工作。
Let me experience you.
让我能够经历你。
Because only when you see his glory, you'll never depart from the Lord, you'll never leave him.
只有你看到他的荣耀的时候，你才不会离他远去。
Even in the hardest situation,
即便你所遭遇的困难是多么大。
Just like Peter, his life is almost end. He almost killed by those who persecute him, but he never leave Jesus because he has seen Jesus' glory.
就像彼得，他最终差点被他所逼迫人所杀掉，但是他从来没有离开过神。
Because he remembered he's seen the glory of God.
因为他看过神的荣耀。
So today we give everybody this overview about the book of Ezekiel.
所以刚刚我们讲述以西结书的大要。
And let's look at the last line.
我们看最后一章。
There's some question that for everybody, maybe tonight you can discuss with your family member about this introduction of book.
那一些我们可以今晚回去可以和家人思考的问题。
First one, have you ever seen or experienced God's glory in your life?
你信仰过程中是否有看过神的荣耀？
Maybe you did not directly see a vision of light or something.
你可能没有直接看过神的异象。
But have you recalled anything that God has done in your life or your family life that is so powerful? You see God's hand.
那你可以想想有没有神有没有在你的生活当中有做动过一些事，让你可以看到他的荣耀。
Recall those things, write it down and discuss.
想想那些事情，把它写下来，然后可以讨论。
The second question, are you able to manifest God's glory in your daily life?
第二个问题，在你的日常生活中是否有把神的荣耀彰显出来
？Yes, God is so magnificent. God is so glorious.
那神是多么的荣耀。
But can we manifest His glory too?
但是我们可以把他的荣耀显现出来吗
？Do you glorify God in your daily life?
我们在日常生活当中有办法显现神的荣耀吗
？That is a key.
这是个重点。
Just like Ezekiel, not only he said he saw God's glory, but actually he himself, during his ministry, he manifests God's glory.
那以西结呢？不只能够看到神的荣耀，他也能够展现神的荣耀。
The way he submit to God, the way he truly faithfully preach the warning is really make the difference.
那他顺服神，他是如何能够忠心的传讲神的话语？这是多么的好的一件事情。
And lastly, do you face difficulties and bondage or lose freedom? Can you see hope in the faith of Lord Jesus Christ?
最后一点，你的生活是否很艰难，好像被俘虏一般，困苦和失去自由？你是否在信仰当中看到人生的盼望
？Yes, nowadays we are facing pandemic.
那我们现在正在经历过疫情。
Some lose their job.
有些人可能因此失去工作。
Some maybe face health issues.
有些人可能健康出了问题。
Yeah, maybe your family problems right now.
你可能正在经历一些家庭的问题。
Do you only know just to complain?
那你只会抱怨吗
？Or just question God？
或者是你向神施压
？Or you doubt about yourself？
或者你对自己感到困惑
？Or you think your life is finished？
或者你觉得你的人生因此而结束了
？If you are thinking like that, you should read the book of Ezekiel.
如果你这么想的话，你就应该要读以西结书。
Because in the darkest hours of human life, we can see The dawn of God's hope is coming.
那在我们人生当中最黑暗的时候，我们是可以看到神的曙光。
Only thing is you don't lose faith.
如果你能够把握住你的信仰的话，
God will show you a way out.
那神呢会向你展现他的道路。
Let's all sing hymn 408.
那我们一起唱诗408首。
Go back to the first line. 408.
408首.